Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
The sound you are hearing is a bat echolocating through the darkness of the night. Bats use sound to detect their surroundings. They produce frequencies that are much higher than what we're able to hear. And as those sound waves hit objects in front of them and reflect off, the bats interpret the echoes to sense their environment. What you're hearing is a bat detector that has taken these high-frequency sounds and cut them down to a level that we can hear.
I'm Adam Brewerton. I'm the Wildlife Conservation Biologist for the Northern Region with the Division of Wildlife Resources.
And I'm Jessie Bunkley. I'm a Wildlife Technician with UDWR.
And our bat survey tonight out on Antelope Island, we've been pretty successful so far. We've caught a little brown bat, and we've caught 7 Townsend's big-eared bats. It's part of a statewide species distribution occupancy study, and we've got several survey locations that have been randomly selected out of a grid system. So Antelope Island is just one of those randomly selected sites. In addition to that, it's also close and convenient for people to come out and learn about bats. Mm-hmm. So that's why we invited the public to come out and join us tonight.
To capture the bats, we've set up several mist nets, which are very long, fine nets. We have stacked the nets 2 or 3 nets high, and we use a pulley system to raise and lower them.
They fly into the net, they get caught and tangled, and go get the bats out as gently as we can, and then come back for the measuring and weighing and identifying. And it helps us to track relative species occurrence throughout the state. So being able to say that the species is doing well or declining or increasing, we can really only say that based off of how frequently we catch it in different places relative to other species.
Bats are the second most diverse group of mammals, right behind rodents. There are over 1,200 species of known bats throughout the world, and this represents about 20% of all mammals. In Utah, we have 18 species that regularly occur in the state.
The wing membranes connect all their fingers together, so their hand is shaped very much like ours. Their thumb sticks up with the little claw hook on it, and then that membrane stretches between their finger digits. They're cool because they're interesting, they're unique, they're the only mammals that fly. Their skeletal structure's totally different than other mammals. They echolocate, they're intelligent, social. They live in a completely foreign world that we can't really understand how they view the world through echolocation. What makes them interesting too is just so much that we don't know and so much more to learn about them.
For Wild About Utah, that was Adam Brewerton, and I'm Jessie Bunkley, signing off from Antelope Island State Park.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.